with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the American Civil Liberties Union sued the Trump administration Wednesday over migrants detained at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
Civil rights attorneys have sued the Trump administration to gain access to detained migrants who they say have been flown to Guantanamo Bay and held there without being able to consult lawyers or speak to relatives. American Civil Liberties Union lawyers filed the federal lawsuit in Washington, D.C. They say this is the first time in U.S. history that the government has detained non-citizens on civil immigration charges at the U.S. naval base in Cuba. For decades, the base primarily was used to detain foreigners associated with the September 11, 2001 attacks. The suit says more than 50 migrants were transferred there this month. Hayap Anjwani, Washington.
A federal judge says President Trump's buyout plan for federal employees can go forward. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After pausing the deferred resignation program, U.S. District Judge George O'Toole Jr. cleared the way for the plan to downsize the federal workforce. The judge didn't rule on the legality of the so-called buyout, but found that the labor unions that sued didn't have legal standing to challenge the program. According to the White House, tens of thousands of workers have taken the government up on its offer to resign now and get paid through September. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have agreed to begin negotiations on ending the war. Trump said he spent more than an hour on the phone with Putin and, quote, "I think we're on our way to getting peace," unquote. He also said he later spoke with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but he was noncommittal about whether Ukraine would be an equal participant in peace negotiations. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 225 points. This is SRN News. A healthcare system in Michigan abandons transgenderism. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
Corewell Health says it will no longer give puberty-blocking drugs to children in an effort to help them live as the opposite sex. Corewell has also banned sex change operations on kids, although it says it never had performed any in the past. The action is a direct result of President Trump's executive order that will pull federal funding from any entity that promotes transgenderism, especially amongst children under the age of 18. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's ready to take his fight against transgenderism to the International Olympic Committee. Mr. Trump wants the IOC to change everything having to do with the Olympics and having to do with this absolutely ridiculous subject ahead of the 2028 Summer Games in Los Angeles. The president is fresh off signing an executive order designed to keep men out of women's sports. This is SRN News. President Trump is tossing out Joe Biden's green energy regulations on Americans' household appliances.
In a social media post, President Trump said he was instructing Environmental Protection Agency Secretary Lee Zeldin to oversee the matter. Joe Biden imposed climate standards for appliances, including gas stoves, washing machines, and dishwashers, which would result in higher-priced alternatives. Biden also imposed a ban on incandescent light bulbs. Back in September of 2019, then-President Trump said that he would keep the incandescent light bulbs so that people would have a choice and a less expensive alternative. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Military officials say a U.S. Navy jet crashed off the coast of San Diego and the crew has been rescued. A Coast Guard official says the two occupants of the EA-18G Growler were picked up after the crash and are in stable condition. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.